You're listening to the Dragon Ballers podcast. This is episode 336. I'm JD.
And I'm Steven.
Hello.
336.
Yeah.
336. That's like that road that's over there.
Loop. It's a loop. It loops loop around something.
Around Cornrow.
There's a lot of loops in this part of the world.
Yeah.
Houston has three loops.
We got loops. We love them. We've all got them.
Yeah. Loop de loop.
We love a good loop because when you make a loop around a town, that means you get to charge people money for using that loop.
That's true. Well, like toll roads, originally they're like, oh, this is just going to be to pay for the road.
And then they're like, well, wait a minute. People are just paying for this?
Right. There's a surplus in the budget now. We're going to
build a bunch of toll roads and just make a lot of money.
Right. And then once it's paid for, it's just profit.
It's just gravy.
Profit, baby.
Who would have thought building a road would be so profitable?
Especially the roads that they put tolls on are like the vital roads in the city.
Yeah.
Like there's other ways to go, sure, but you're going to add 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But now...
And these are primo roads. They are so smooth.
Now some of the toll roads are so busy, it's like, it's not worth it for me to take this fucking toll road.
Yeah, a lot of the times when I pull up my GPS, just the way that I go, it either is the same amount of time or longer to take the toll road.
99.
I'm like, oh, cool, I could spend $4.38 and it takes me an extra 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
99 sucks.
This is what a fantastic time we're living in.
Yeah, and I take it every day and I'm like, this road blows.
Why don't you stop?
Well, I have to take it part of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I either go all the way to 45 or I'll stop early and get off.
Get off.
Get off. That's
what nice.
Nice.
I usually wait till I get home.
No. Doing it at work. On the road is the best.
On the road.
Because you're technically,
multitasking.
You're not in public in your car.
Well, now this is an interesting, do you think that this topic has come up in like laws and stuff?
I 100% think
so. Is inside your car your private space?
I don't know.
Because you own a house.
It's true.
Just like you own your car. So
yes, but your car when it's on the road.
Some people live in their car.
But I think when you're driving your car on the highway, that's technically public. It's a public area.
A lot of people are within like 15 feet of you sometimes. Right.
Well, because like your house is privately owned, but the road is not privately owned. Your driveway is, but like the highway, I don't think it's privately owned.
It's driveway or the highway, guys.
It's just one of those days.
So, I want to say
yes.
That your car is not private.
If you're in your garage doing something, sure.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
If you're in your car, in your garage,
yeah,
even better.
In my car.
Yes. What's in your car?
I don't know. There it is. How you been?
I've been good.
What you been up to?
Not a lot.
Por qué?
Because I don't want to do anything.
Nice.
Nice. I have some pretty bad agoraphobia these days.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Then why are you here?
Going outside. Because I made a commitment, and I'm going to stick to it.
Do you have agoraphobia coming over here?
Every time that I say, I can't come,
is that
that's
what it is?
When it
is. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was like the tiny humans around here that just spread germs.
No, it's not like that. It's
okay.
Just, I don't know.
It's just anyway. Like, I hate being out of my safe space.
I do.
I get you.
Uh-huh.
Do you consider your Tesla a safe space?
I do.
Okay.
Because it goes so fast.
It's so fast and electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Boogie, woogie. Have you done anything the past few weeks? I haven't done shit.
No, I haven't. And it's been nice.
Yeah.
I've been, just taking it easy. Working.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's what I do.
Hanging out with Champion.
I had to postpone last week because something came up. I forget what.
You had a Post Malone?
Postpone our recording last week.
I thought you said I had a Post Malone last week. I was like, what does that mean?
It's a new alcoholic drink, the Post Malone.
Ah.
It's just PBR.
On Spotify in November 13th.
It's
check it out in stores.
PBR with absinthe. Post Malone.
That sounds awful.
Absinthe on its own is awful. Have you seen that red absinthe? Oh.
No. Is like, absinthe like, it's like licorice-y kind
it is,
of.
It is.
Right?
People thought that it had like hallucinogenic properties, which is not true. Mm-hmm. It's just alcohol. It's a weird color. It's got a weird taste. So people are like,
it's just piss.
I'm tripping balls because of absinthe. Negative. That's not why.
It must be this weed I'm smoking. Yeah. Is it the weed that I gave you? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That wasn't weed.
That wasn't weed.
It was oregano. Well, then maybe it's this acid that I'm on. Whoa.
I'm so baked.
That acid was just a piece of paper. Yeah. Tore off a corner of my paper.
Flying Dutchman. You know the Flying Dutchman story.
The one with the pirates?
No, where we made an alcoholic drink for our friend that doesn't drink.
Oh, yes.
And it was just Coke.
We called it a Flying Dutchman. Wow, it tastes so good. It tastes just like Coke.
Yeah, it's Coke and Amaretto. He's like, give me another one. I'm like, all right, bro. I'm going to make this one strong. I just poured more Coke in there.
Just put some Dr. Pepper in there. I felt
a little bad at the time, but we saved everybody the inevitable vomit that would have happened.
Sometimes you just got to vom.
So, yeah, fair, but sometimes you can prevent vomiting by not giving people alcohol that don't drink.
It's true. That is true.
Like, I'm going to go crazy tonight. You're fine.
Yeah, like I'm going crazy.
Don't mind if I do.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. About it. Oh, we're done with the filler arc. We're back.
Yeah, apparently everyone hated it.
Did you guys hate it?
I don't know. People, I think, started skipping the episodes. I had a great time.
Skipping?
I had a great time. And it's really not that different than when we talk about anime. There's just like a shell.
No plot to talk about.
There's just a shell.
That's it.
So, for those of you still listening, this is the Dragon Ballers podcast.
You said the thing.
I did it. Where we're currently going to start talking again about Boku no Hero.
My Episode Hero 21. Academia.
Season 7 is about to come out. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked. Did you ever finish 6?
I did, yes. Oh my God, so good.
So good.
But this is...
I still hate the mask. I hate that fucking rabbit ear mask.
No, that's my favorite. I love that mask.
Oh, I hate it so much.
No, I loved it the best in the original. His original.
Yeah, his original, yeah.
But
interesting.
I've only watched this show in English. I haven't watched the Japanese.
I'm rewatching
version of this
it
at all
in English, which is nice.
Yeah. So, do you prefer the English?
No.
Okay.
They're both fine, but it's easier since I've seen it in the original Japanese. I can watch it in English and not have to pay attention as much. And it's super different. Piece. Super different. I did that with JJK too, and I'm like, this is super different.
It's so because the jokes that makes sense in Japanese don't make sense in English. And so I have to, as I'm doing it, I'm like, okay, what did they mean to say by that?
Yeah.
And then that's that's what the funny
who's
is.
Who's the terrible English dubber here that came up with this shit? Because that's terrible.
Sometimes, I mean, it's not even necessarily the writing. It's just that they're translating it literally.
Yes.
And something that is funny in Japanese is not funny in English. It's like a wordplay kind of thing.
It does happen that way.
It happens. But they do their best. I think they do all right.
Yeah.
It's just not as good.
All right. So this is Battle On, Challengers. Episode 21. We're in the, what is it called? The tournament?
The Tournament of Power.
No. That's different.
Sports festival.
That's what it is.
Smack dab in the middle.
So we're on to the next round fights.
This is the final third, I guess. We're in the end game.
Yeah, we're in the end game now, people. So
it's just a what do they call it? Not round robin, but a bracket. It's a bracket tournament. They're fighting each other one on one.
It's the first round in the tournament. So we're getting a bunch of matches. So I like this episode because we see a bunch of
good to see some new faces,
some new faces,
old faces.
Yeah, but see like their powers.
Blue faces.
It's nice to see people like combat against each other because you know what their power is, but is it practical?
How does it interact with another one?
Yes.
Don't worry, Deku will be taking diligent notes.
It's like MMA. You know?
Is it like MMA?
But yeah, they're fighting. Anything goes. Mixed martial arts, but with hero powers.
So explain to me what like a strategy would be for MMA. Like you're fighting and you know what your opponent's style is.
So your opponent is a really good grappler.
Yeah.
You don't let him take you down and grapple. You stay on the outside.
Huh.
You punch him.
You know, I never would have thought of that.
But, well, I'm just saying, like you got to train your whole camp. You bring in elite grapplers and you like... All you work is how to prevent that guy from taking you down.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
This guy's really good at punching. Should you let him punch you?
No. You should take him down and ground and pound.
At first, my punches were only as strong as punches. And then I learned how to punch as strong as a kick. And I became kick puncher.
Kick punch man.
Call me David.
Okay, so the first match is between Ibarra
Shiozaki
from Class 1B.
She's Class 1B. She's not Class 1A.
Dinky Kaminari.
Kaminari, Mr. Lightning Bolt.
From Class 1A.
1A, one of the chosen few, one of the blessed children.
And he's
one
like,
of the most elite of any heroes who have ever existed. Class 1A.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, you're really cute, Ibarra.
I beat you, we can go on a date.
I will take you out to a nice steak dinner and never call you again.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint. Do you understand me? Mantooth is a saint.
Where did you get your clothes? The
toilet store?
Even the guy who can't think said something. Nothing, guys. Nothing. So, and then President Mike calls her like an assassin and she gets pissed. She's like, I'm not an assassin.
Excuse me, sir. I'm here for the joyous event of the sports fest.
I want to spread good across the world.
I am an ambassador of good.
I will never kill an opponent. I'm not an assassin.
Way too much for me. She needs to tone it back. This little whatever it is that she's doing, I don't like it
bit. It's bullshit. It's what it is.
Stop it.
She's very murdery.
I'm just kidding.
There's no way she doesn't murder people in her sleep.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. So Kaminari fires off.
She has green hair.
That's viney.
It's like vine. It's Bulbasaur. She's a Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
So she gets bonus points for being Bulbasaur.
The worst Bulbasaur of the starters.
The worst?
Of the three?
Good sir. Bulbasaur is the best.
Strongly disagree.
What are you going to say, Charmander?
No, Squirtle.
At least you didn't say Charmander.
Squirtle. War Turtle. And then Blastoise? Come on.
No.
Blastoise is the shit.
I do prefer Ivysaur over Venusaur, so that's a bit... I would never fully evolve my Ivysaur because I prefer his design. I'm like...
I agree.
This is a cool guy.
Every time you see Venusaur, they're like, what is he doing his best?
He's a big fat frog.
He's doing his best with a giant...
With a big palm tree?
War Turtle is cool, but Blastoise is pretty fucking sweet.
Blastoise is pretty cool. I'll say that
I think
that
he's the coolest of the three final evolutions of the starters. Charizard, meh. It's just a dragon. Let's get creative, guys.
I do like Charizard, though.
It's just a fucking dragon.
I like him, though.
But we've seen dragons.
I like dragons, too. He's not even a dragon. He's a fire-flying type. He doesn't become a dragon type until
he gets
his mega evolution.
He looks like a dragon,
Look like a dragon, which makes him cool. That's just a cool thing.
You can
have a cool dragon.
Sure, but when you're talking about Pokemon, let's branch out. Let's be different, which I think Blastoise...
We've been different. It's time to go back to what's comfortable.
No. Blastoise was an original. It's not like he was Gen 7 or some shit. Gen 1.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gen 1, Blastoise.
No, Ivysaur. Squirtle. I like Ivysaur the best of the nine.
I like Squirtle because that's what I say when I take a wet shit. A Squirtled.
Ew.
I Squirtled everywhere.
Gotta go take a quick Squirtle.
Did you Squirtle? I sure as shit did.
Yikes.
Did you Squirtle? So you're never
She's a squirter.
You're never going to think of Squirtle the same. Yeah. Whenever you see Squirtle, you're going to think, oh, that's JD.
Diarrhea.
Yes. JD.
I've had diarrhea since Easter's.
Every time I shit.
Every time you shit, it's diarrheas.
No, God, no. Then I would go to the doctor.
Oh, Mr. Fancy over here, I'm going to go to the doctor.
So Dinky fires off a big blast.
Big lightning bolt, which as we all know, when he uses too much lightning bolt, he's dumb in the head.
But that doesn't even matter because...
Shiozaki put up a big barrier of plants.
The plant absorbed it.
Because electricity doesn't work on plants.
Well, it's just so thick that it's not able to go through the thick-ass barrier that she makes.
Yeah, but if it was a thick-ass barrier of metal, it would go right through it. So the thickness don't fucking matter.
But I'm saying, like, the plant, it doesn't go through
the conductivity.
Yes.
Come on.
I know. This is MMA all over.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to sit here and pretend that this strategies, and then you wouldn't think that, plants don't conduct electricity.
I'm aware.
Do they?
But while she blocks the blast.
You have to think about these things. You have to take diligent notes, just like Deku.
You're right. So she blocks the blast and at the same time sends other hair particles to trap him.
Yep, she just wraps him up and mummifies him and he's too dumb to do anything.
Well, and he's no longer able to move, so it's like, okay.
You lose. Good day, sir.
And after that happens, Monoma looks over the wall.
Oh, fucking Monoma.
And he's like...
Probably my second favorite character
in this
show.
Let's see who's better now. Is it Class 1B or Class 1?
I thought you guys were supposed to be the best. Look at you. You've already lost to one of ours.
And Kendo punches him in the face and is like,
knocks
very
him
sorry.
Out. Oh, Monoma, you're my second favorite.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Good to see you.
Ohayou wasabi.
Good morning.
Hello, mustard. I'm sorry, my Japanese is a little rusty.
Wasabi, I guess technically that's kind of mustard. That's how you make mustard, kind of? Wasabi mustard sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. Did you hear that they opened a Nando's in Texas?
A Nando's?
Yes, in Texas.
Where?
Dallas.
Oh. That's interesting, though.
Peri mayonnaise. What is it called? Peronaise?
Sure, yeah. I only went to Nando's the once.
And then they have Peri Ranch, though, because fucking Texas.
Peri Ranch.
And everybody says it is
fat sauce.
People saying it's the tits. So okay. I would like, next time I go to Dallas, I'm totally going to Nando's.
Get some. Get and that bring South some back African for me, food. Too.
Yeah. Butterfly breast.
Butterfly breast.
Cheese. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Right on. Anyway.
So the next one is.
Next match. Who's up? Is it Ida? Fucking Ida and Mei Hatsume, yes.
Yeah, Mei and Ida, yeah.
Oh, Hatsume, she's my favorite character. And I think in the whole show, Mei Hatsume, favorite.
Ida shows up and he's got on
some gear.
Support gear.
Where did this gear come from?
And Miss Midnight is like, you can't do that. And he's like,
but my opponent has gear.
And she offered me this, so I wanted to support her.
And what about Aoyama? He's got that naval laser belt.
But he asked for it to be approved.
Yeah, he signed the proper forms. You need one of those presidential release forms. Those are blue. You ever see A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Fucking love that movie.
It's so good. So he gives this long, passionate speech about why he's doing it. And Miss Midnight is like, you know what? I just love young people.
I've been moved to tears. This is such a beautiful moment.
I'll allow it.
I will allow you to wear this gear that your opponent gave you.
But that gear turned out to be sabotage.
Ida's all like, oh, I only did it because my opponent really wanted me to do it. Like, he's trying to be, he's white knighting, essentially.
Yeah.
He's not taking ownership and just being like, yeah, I want to fucking use this gear because it's like a jetpack with wings.
Yeah.
I would be like, yeah, I want to be a badass with jetpack wings.
But apparently,
probably wearing this.
Mei uses it to control him and then shows all of her other inventions.
She has a whole bunch of goodies. 10 minutes. She's got some gadgets.
10 minutes she's rattling off doing this commercial. She's designed
all by herself.
Yeah.
Her quirk is to zoom. And so she can zoom in real far and she sees the sponsors who want to build new devices and
with
shit.
With her.
Mm-hmm. And so she takes this opportunity to advertise all of her shit, her hover boots and her gyroscoping balance shoes.
Things. Like, hey, you can use this, and this.
Jetpack, it'll make you go faster. Oh, by the way, this thing will dodge everything that is launched at you. And Mei Hatsume is the best character.
It's true.
And then she just walks out of the ring and is like, all right, that's my thanks for coming to my TED talk.
And Ida is pissed.
Ida is so mad that he won.
And she's like, accident. I'm sorry that I tricked you. I knew I didn't have a chance and I don't really want to win. I just wanted everybody to see my babies.
I feel like she could have won.
She probably could have. She probably could have made something to deal with his super speed.
Mm-hmm. But she wasn't there to win. She was there to show off her stuff and she did. Good for her. She gets to leave this contest with her head up high. And then it's Aoyama versus
Mina.
Ashido.
Ashido.
She's a little monster girl.
And the best part of this
is naval laser boy.
Yeah. The frog girl, Froppy, roots for Ashido. Mm-hmm. And
Mineta
is like, please knock her clothes off.
Remember that show where they fight each other so hard that their clothes just come off?
Food Wars.
Do that. And it's like, dude, like, calm the fuck down.
So,
like, you don't need to be talking like that. This is weird.
Yeah, and Midoriya gives his little synopsis. He's like, I really think that
Mina's
at a disadvantage.
Everyone's
because,
UFC fight stats and whatever.
The naval quirk is such a good ranged weapon. I don't know that she's going to be able to do anything.
He's going to want to keep her at a distance and fire off. What does the laser do?
I think it pushes.
It's just a laser.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's able to like set it to stun or kill or melt. I don't fucking know. Do they ever get into that?
Set your naval lasers to stun.
That's such a. I feel like it's.
I would hate it if a laser came out of my navel.
I think it's the worst.
I'd hate it.
Tower in Class 1A. I've always thought that.
I don't know. I feel like Mineta's isn't great. Pop off.
Come on.
You want to pull little black
And they're sticky
balls.
They're stickier if you've had a bowel movement. Yeah,
that's no.
Come on,
I hate that.
It's so good.
Minetta's is the
worst. I pooped today. These are really gonna be sticky.
Also, I think what's his face Sato with the sugar. That's kind of.
But he gets super strong.
Kind of milk toast.
Or the dude that like talks to ants.
Talks to animals. Yeah. What's his face? I can't remember.
I don't fucking know.
Animagus.
Yeah. He's an animagus. Harry, be careful. He's an animagus. So,
I did my waiting
12 years
of it.
My favorite
in Azkaban.
That
your favorite?
They made that and then like that whole relationship and put it with the Brokeback Mountain music. Man, so good. Because you could, it looks like a love story. Lupin's like, you have to wait. I did my way. It's so good.
It is really good. I
so
like
good.
It.
So he fires his naval laser at her, but
she's just a quick, dodgy, slippity sliding girl. She's got her acid that
she
uses.
Yeah, so she slides across the ring like super quick. Super, super quick.
Uh-huh. And then she's like, hang on. I remember you told me your weakness. If you fire it for more than a second, more than 1 second,
you get a tummy ache.
You get a tummy ache.
So he got a tummy ache.
And then
she's
like, I'm going to throw acid on your belt. Boom, now you can't use it. And then also, your pants fell off.
And then she punches him in the face.
Sky uppercut.
Yeah, and knocks him out.
It's
dead.
A TKO, a technical knockout.
Yeah.
Not a total knockout. Everybody thinking TKO is a total knockout.
Yeah.
It stands for technical knockout.
Technical knockout. A KO is knockout.
Right. What's the difference?
A TKO, you were knocked down 3 times in a round, right?
I don't fucking know.
I think that's what is in the box. If you get knocked down,
what
like
if it stood for 3 knockouts?
Ooh, maybe.
It's a 3KO.
3KO. Tree KO.
This will be an OKO for sure.
BKO.
Oh, fuck. He critted. pretending I'm playing a Pokemon game.
I get you. I feel you.
So what's her face? Ashido wins the match because she knocked out Aoyama.
Yeah.
And Mineta is so pissed. Because the wrong person's clothes fell off.
Next match, Fumikage.
Tokoyami and Momo. Momo Yayorozu.
Yayorozu got in on recommendations.
On recommendations, which means she didn't have to do any kind of test. Right. She just got, someone said she deserves to be in class 1A.
Well, she's
1A.
Very smart.
Very
and
smart.
And her
very
quirk
creative.
Is very good. It's a great quirk.
She makes things.
Yeah, she just pulls it out of her body, which is why her outfit is a lot of
it's very
not a
revealing.
Lot of not a lot of material because she needs a skin to pull shit out of.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk it? So she's a lot like whatever the Mineta, not Mineta. Fuck the main character that I can't think of his name.
Izuku Midoriya.
Midoriya, yeah.
In what way?
Where they both are very
strategized,
analytical. So she's strategizing the whole time, like. He's got this dark shadow thing that's really fast, can hit me from range.
I'm going to have to do all of this. And then, boom, it's matches started.
Right. So like, if I start now, I got to make a shield to block it. And then after that, I can make something else
to
attack.
Time to start my attack. What do I need to do? I can't focus. He just keeps on hitting me with his dark shadow, which is just a dark shadow. It's a bird.
Yeah, he's not doing any damage to her because she's blocking
she's
it with the shield. But she's not able to get attacked.
She can't do anything. Yeah. And then she's like, okay, here's what I'll do. Wait a minute. Why did he stop moving? All right, I'll take advantage of this to, boom, match over, you lose. Your foot's out of the ring.
And she's super embarrassed.
Toe was over the line. Mark it 0. Lebowski.
Yeah. Lebowski.
Thank you.
Exactly.
She's super embarrassed. I didn't even get to fight. I missed my opportunity because I was thinking.
But it's not her fault because Fumikage's dark shadow is
it's invincible.
Super
Everyone's
powerful.
Everyone's like, this guy's going to win no matter what because.
Super powerful.
Because we don't even know what his power is. It's just a bird made out of darkness.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, you don't know what to do here. We don't know how to deal with this. That guy is good.
Mm-hmm.
And so while that
goes on to the next match.
Yeah, and while that's happening, Ochako has left to go prepare for her match.
She goes to the break room or whatever.
Yeah,
because Deku knows this is that she's gone.
Yeah, because, yeah, he's drawn
because,
to
yeah,
her.
He is drawn to her. They're friends. They're good friends.
They're good friends. Goodbye, my lover. I'm sorry.
So the next match is what's his face? Is
Tetsu.
His name is Tetsu four times. That's what his name is.
Yeah.
His name is Tetsu.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. What does Tetsu mean? Does Tetsu mean rock? Like it,
no.
Hard?
Steel. He's the steel guy. But then, I don't think Tetsu means
steel.
Hagane. I think Hagane is steel.
Dude, I don't fucking know.
Hagane no Renkin Jutsushi.
There you go. And then
That means the steel alchemist or the full metal alchemist.
It is. It's Tetsu.
I told you, I'm not making this up. Why is that his name?
Also known as Real Steel.
And
then Kirishima, who are basically the same person.
Same guy. They have the same power. Earlier in the race, the robot fell on top of both of them, and luckily they were both able to make themselves hard, but they both had the exact same reaction. If this had been anyone other than me, they'd have died.
Yeah.
And then they look at each other and they're like, fuck you for having the same powers.
So their fight is basically them just beating the dog shit out of each other.
Remember that episode of Pokemon where there was Metapod versus Metapod, and Metapod only was hardened, so they just kept hardening. Mm-hmm. And that was it. That was the match.
There's a Dan Severn
fight. This is that.
Do you know who Dan Severn is?
Do I Dennis the Menace?
Dan Severn. He's a MMA fighter. He fought in Pride.
Always MMA with
back
you.
In the 90s, there's a clip of him and this giant Asian guy that I can't remember his name. They both got one hand behind the other guy's head and the other hand, and they're just wailing on each other in the face. Oh, that's totally this. That's what this fight is. And
I feel like mine was a better comparison, but it's not a competition. No. I did win.
You win.
Metapod.
So they beat the shit out of each other, and then they knock each other out at the same time.
Knock each other the fuck out at the same time. They have identical powers, identical intros, different names.
Yes.
But identical everything else. They're both very chivalrous.
And their fight will be ended, since it's a draw,
maybe
have to
arm wrestling match, maybe a tug of war. Who knows? Yeah. But probably an arm wrestling match.
And then we see Ochako. She's talking
Midoriya
to...
goes to find Ochako.
Ida does, too.
Oh, yeah. Ida finds her first.
Oh, yes.
That's
who I ship.
Ochako. Ida and Ochako?
Not really. I don't give a shit. They're children.
Do you ship them?
They're children.
You can ship them if you want.
No, I'm not into that.
You can ship them.
No, I don't.
Everybody's got a ship.
Not in this show.
Okay.
Yes, I do. It's Eraserhead and...
Eraserhead and
the principal,
the mouse.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm sure that there's some.
I'm sure it's out there.
Fanfic.
What is that? What's that rule on the internet?
Maybe some fan art.
What's that rule on the internet?
Rule 34.
Exactly.
There is a porn of it. No exceptions.
No exceptions.
Yeah, if you want to see Aizawa and the principal, the mouse bear,
just Google it
thing. I'm sure it's there.
So Ochako, Midoriya wants to give her like some strategy tips, and she's like, "No, thank you.
I want to fight him on my own."
I felt so
bad. I saw your little notebook with everyone's details and even my details, and get super embarrassed that you took notes about me and drew a picture of me. But
I'm embarrassed that I joined you
at the same time
in the cavalry battle because I wanted to rely on you instead of on myself. And I'm really embarrassed by that. I want to win. I want to do my best. I need to show what I can do. And you're not always going to be there.
In fact, Deku, technically we're rivals, because if we both want to be the best number one hero, then that means
no one ever was.
I'm going to fight you.
Yeah, one day we'll have to fight each other. And I've
you know how it is when you want to be a superhero and you have to defeat other superheroes and just to prove who's the better one.
Yeah, there's got to be fights between the heroes instead of fighting
gotta
the villains.
Rank people. Yeah. Why can't we not rank people?
Rank S1.
That's what this whole fucking show is about. Yes. Is what's everyone's rank?
Yeah, who is better than whom?
Japanese anime. They're all about.
Ranking
people. What's your bounty? What's your power level? What's your rank in the superhero charts?
Yeah, it's true. How many? What
this is
your,
how they get us?
What is your sorcerer power? Are you class 1A?
Class 1B?
Are you S grade? Special grade?
What's another one? I said, what's your bounty? That's One Piece.
The ninjas, Hokage.
The ninjas. What's your chakras.
Yeah.
Are you a fuck, what is it? A genin?
Genin?
A chunin?
Chunin. Hokage?
Hokage.
I feel like that's a top
Samade.
One.
Okage sama day.
I will be Hokage one day.
I will be Okage sama day. Which is, Okage sama day is just something you say in response to
Deo.
Someone being good.
Me say Deo. Was that good?
It was good, yeah.
Thank you. So that's
reminds
where it
me
ends.
Of fucking Beetlejuice, huh?
Yeah. Ochako.
Was that it?
Out.
That was the whole thing?
Yeah, Ochako comes out to get ready to fight Bakugo.
Bakugo, because, yeah, Bakugo is, everyone knows he's the best, and she's going to lose. She's super scared.
We all think that that's what's going
to happen. But she's going to do her damnedest, because she wants to be the best.
Yeah, and she's got that bob haircut.
She's got a bob haircut.
Yes. And she floats.
And she floats. And she can make, she can make things float.
Yes. What's her quirk called? Float?
Anti-gravity?
Yes, I know.
I don't know.
Float. Float.
Dude, it would be cool if you your powers float and you could just make root beer floats happen.
Oh, shit.
This would be a great spot for a dinosaur or a casino to happen.
I like it. I'm a big fan of whatever you just said.
No, but for real, root beer float power? Give me that. Because I want root beer floats. You like root beer floats?
Yeah. Who doesn't like root beer floats?
I used to hate root beer.
Really?
Do you know this? I used to hate root beer. I was like... This smells like Band-Aids and medicine. Why would I want to drink this? But now, I love root beer.
Her quirk is called zero gravity. You were right.
I said anti-gravity.
Oh, damn.
So I was wrong.
Yeah, root beer is good. But it depends on the root beer. Some root beer is good. Some root beer is terrible.
I mean, yeah, but even bad root beer is not
It's not like
bad.
Beer, though. And like some beer is good. Some beer is terrible.
I think St. Arnold's root beer is the best it's root beer good. That I've ever had.
I do like
it. Might have been that I was very drunk when I had it, though. Dude,
everything is better when you're very drunk.
So, yeah, that's probably why it was so good.
Yeah. All right. I guess that's it. So, we should wrap
We're
this up.
We're fucking done here.
We didn't even check to see if there's reviews because we didn't.
Because we haven't done this in and who knows how long.
Who gives a shit? So,
I give a shit. Well, that's
look,
who.
We'll look next time, honestly.
We'll look next time.
I didn't even think about it. I have not checked been to see so if we had reviews in like 10 weeks. That's how you know you've been podcasting too
That's
long.
That's how
you Because you don't know. Look at the numbers or the reviews anymore. I used to look every fucking day.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I know you didn't, but you didn't have the logins for like the shit.
Yeah, I didn't have the logins for the shit.
So I did, and I would look every day. Wow. I'm like, oh shit.
Fascinating.
Our first episode to get 1,000. Our first episode to get 2,000.
It's over 9,000. That was still funny back then.
It was. It happened more regularly. Anymore. It doesn't. Well, it doesn't happen that often anymore.
It's not funny anymore.
Sure it is.
It'll be funny again. Give it a few years.
When people the new dragon. Be... Oh, we didn't even talk about Toriyama. Do we need to talk about that?
God rest his soul,
dude. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was. It so really sad. Was. Like I don't know. I don't normally get this emotional about people passing because. I mean, death is just a part of life.
Yes.
But
like, we owe a lot, I think, to him because of the Dragon Ball series. We don't always love it, but like, it kind of defined part of our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know
and
what I mean?
Not just Dragon Ball, even things like Chrono Trigger and.
Sure. Dr. Slump.
Everyone's favorite. We love Dr. Slump.
We love Dr. Slump. But I mean, we do this fucking podcast because of Toriyama. You
we
know
do.
What I mean?
It's
weird.
Interesting. So, the ghosts.
When it first came out, I was like, this has got to fucking be a hoax. And then I was like, oh shit, this is real. This is real. I can't believe it. It was stop fucking.
I mean, it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's part of life.
Yeah. So it just.
It was sad. It was sad for sure.
And, you know, he was a very private guy, so I don't know that anybody really ever met him.
Ever.
Well, like, fans. He didn't go to, like, fan conventions shit like that. He was a very private guy.
He was a bit of a recluse.
Yeah, because if he had been out in public, I bet a lot of people would have mobbed him. Like, oh my God, it's Toriyama.
Yeah.
So, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in power, King.
Wow.
Don't people say that now?
I bet they do.
Dude, I don't fucking know. But it was very sad.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Thank you, Toriyama, for your contribution to the world.
Or as the Japanese say, arigato gozaimashita.
Yeah, exactly. In other news, you can follow us on social medias.
If you want.
The best place is our Discord. The link is in the show notes. It's also on my Twitter, at RealJDLee. And then we have a show Twitter, at Dragon_Baller_Z. And you can check out our other shows. We're about to start doing more Jujutsu Kaisen.
Get back into JJK, baby.
Yeah, bye-bye. I finished season two because you told me we'd never go, but it's fine.
It's fine.
I've really enjoyed rewatching it in English.
Uh-huh.
Because I watched
it originally. Where is it in English? On Crunchy?
Crunchyroll.
Huh. I thought it wasn't in English.
It is. You just got to go up to change the language.
Yeah, I tried that.
To English. I watched it in English today.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. I'll watch it in English next time. I didn't. I liked it in the Japanese. Though.
It's good in the Japanese. It's good in Japanese. So it's nice to experience both.
Yeah.
So check out those. We've got Jujutsu Kaisen, some Demon Slayer, some One Punch Man, some Death Note, a chat on Titan, Chainsaw Man, all this shit.
The list goes on.
The list goes on. You can find all the lists on our website. Dragonballers.com.
Dragonballers.com. Do we still have that?
We do.
Sick.
Sick. I don't know anyway, that there's anything on it, but it's there.
Let's go ahead and wrap this
one. All right, finish this bad boy.
We'll be back next week with probably the exciting battle between Bakugo and Ochako.
Zero gravity and grenade explosions.
King explosion murder. So we'll see you guys next time. Oh, Haru!